The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. The disciples approached Jesus and said, "Who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven?" He called a child over, placed it in their midst, and said, "Amen, I say to you, unless you turn and become like children, you will not enter the kingdom of heaven. Whoever becomes humble like this child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. And whoever receives one child such as this in my name receives me. See that you do not despise one of these little ones. For I say to you that their angels in heaven always look upon the face of my heavenly Father. What is your opinion? If a man has 100 sheep and one of them goes astray, will he not leave the 99 in the hills and go in search of the stray? And if he finds it, amen, I say to you, he rejoices more over it than over the 99 that did not stray. In just the same way, it is not the will of your heavenly Father that one of these little ones be lost." The Gospel of the Lord. Good. So once again, good morning, brothers and sisters. There's something interesting that you might appreciate. Last week, we had a first reading from the book of Numbers that maybe you remember, and it described the Israelite people wandering through the desert and finally come to the edge of the promised land. But they weren't allowed to enter in because of their lack of faith. Okay, what's interesting is that today, Jesus uses the exact same words in speaking to his apostles here in the gospel that God used speaking to the people of Israel in the book of Numbers. Unless you turn and become like little children, you will not enter in. Exact same words that were used in the book of Numbers, and an absolutely deliberate parallel on Jesus' part. The Israelite people were disinherited from the promised land because of their lack of faith. And Jesus says, you will be disinherited from the kingdom of heaven unless you turn and become like this little child. Turn means convert your heart. Convert your heart from what? From a love of honors and prestige and position? Because a love of those things is a lack of faith in God. That's the message. Now, this is said to us today because of a number of things that have just happened in the Gospels. So the apostles approach Jesus and say, who's the greatest in the kingdom of heaven? The reason why they say that is because Jesus just founded his church on St. Peter and on nobody else. And he'd just taken Peter, James, and John up to the mountain of the Transfiguration and nobody else. And he'd just paid the temple tax for himself and St. Peter and for nobody else. So the apostles are looking around and saying, oh, I want to be just as great as Peter and James and John. What's the matter with me? Concerned with prestige and honor and position. It's an important time to make this is a very important point. We must not misunderstand what's meant by the word equality. We are all equal in dignity. No question about that. But that does not mean we are interchangeable like sheets of loose leaf paper. I can do something you can't do. And you can do something that I can't do. And guess what? That's why God's providence has us together. Just because God has one plan for one person does not mean that one person is greater or less than the other. It just means that in God's providence, that's what this part of God's body needs at this time. Let's not misunderstand, like the apostles did, that just because God has a plan that may seem to exalt one person over another for a time and in a place, it doesn't mean any lack of equality. The apostles, they didn't quite understand that. Hopefully we can. They revealed their hearts in this passage, and they showed that they cared more about their own position than they did about the kingdom of heaven. You see, their fault was the sin of pride. The sin of pride, which I've talked about in lots of different homilies. I'm not going to go and give an explanation of that, but let's just say it's the deepest spiritual ailment that all of us have. Pride is the will to exalt yourself over somebody else. Are we guilty of that? Yes, we are all badly guilty of that. And if you don't realize that you're guilty of that, that means that you are very, very proud indeed. Now, God gives a very, very potent medicine to fight this terrible spiritual illness, and it's the medicine that we call humility. That's why Jesus says, turn and become like little children. They're not concerned with their status in society. They're not concerned with how great they are in the eyes of all the world. I'm totally oblivious to those things, and so too should you and I be, our hearts belonging completely to God. But here's a little thought that I'd ask you to think about today. Humility is the most powerful weapon in the world to fight back against the power of evil. Satan is a proud spirit. He doesn't have any humility in him at all. He has no humility. He doesn't understand humility. And best of all, he's defenseless against humility. It's like kryptonite to Superman. There's no fighting back. You notice God wins all of his battles with the weapon of humility. Talk about the cross, pure humility. Talk about the Blessed Mother, humility through and through. It's the most powerful weapon we have in fighting against the spirit of evil. And it can help us in all kinds of ways. I'm not going to get too much into the story of our saints for today, St. Pontian and Hippolytus, but just one tiny little anecdote. They were mortal enemies the whole life long. These two men we now canonize as saints, they were enemies their whole life long. And they lived in the days of the Roman Empire, and they were both arrested by the Roman Empire for being Christians. And as providence would have it, they were both sentenced to die in the exact same prison. These two mortal enemies finally united. And St. Hippolytus says that he reconciled with St. Pontian because he was so moved by the humility of his heart. It's a tremendous weapon in fighting God's battles. So the power of humility, brothers and sisters, a little thought that I hope you find helpful, that reconciles enemies on earth, opens up the gates of the kingdom of heaven and death. Let's pray for the grace to accept this great virtue and to grow. And we'll ask for the prayers of the saints to help us today, Saints Pontian and Hippolytus. Pray for us.